Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 18th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Portland police say four people were shot on Swan Island Monday night. Officers ramped up a large police presence at Legacy Emmanuel Hospital after the victims checked themselves in and a large group of people began arriving. Police are investigating this as gang-related and are concerned about ongoing violence from rival gangs. Investigators didn't have an update on the conditions of the victims who went to the hospital. It's election day in Oregon for several district special elections across the state. It's too late to mail in your ballot, so if you want your vote to count, it has to be dropped off at any official Dropbox site by 8 p.m. The final results will be certified on June 7th. Today, all counties in Washington state are moving into phase three of Governor Jay Inslee's reopening plan. He says there's a decline in COVID activity in the state and that he expects a full reopening by the end of June. Oregon and Washington both say they're accepting the CDC's guidance on mask wearing or opting out of it for fully vaccinated people. Businesses in both states can enforce their own mask rules. Right now, Oregon is working to send guidance to businesses on how to check for someone's vaccination status. President Biden says the U.S. will send 80 million vaccine doses to countries in need. 20 million doses will come from a stockpile of Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. The rest will be provided by AstraZeneca once the company receives emergency use approval from the FDA. President Biden also expressed support for a ceasefire in a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The White House says he reiterated his support for Israel's right to defend itself against rocket attacks. The deadly fighting has intensified in Gaza after more than a week, with Israel unleashing heavy airstrikes and Hamas continuing to fire rockets. Thanks for listening to The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. You can find our library of great podcasts featuring in-depth reporting, interviews with newsmakers, and unique storytelling anytime on coin.com. Or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.
The Coin 6 Weather Team has the most accurate forecast in town, certified by WeatherRate. Coin 6 Weather, watching out for you.